Kumusta na po kayong lahat mga kaibigan, mga kapatiran? Welcome sa ating God's Word for Today devotional. Basahin ko ang ating talata this morning as we continue in the book of John, John chapter 19, verses 16 to 22. At ibinigay ni Pilato si Jesus sa kanila upang maipako sa cross. Kinuha nila si Jesus at siya'y lumabas na pasanya ang cross patungo sa tinatawag na puok ng bungo na sa wikang Hebreo ay tinatawag na Golgotha. Doon ay kanilang ipinako siya at kasama niya ang dalawa pa, isa sa bawat tagiliran, at sa gitna nila ay si Jesus. Sumulat din si Pilato ng isang pamagat at inilagay sa itaas ng cross, at ang nakasulat ay Jesus na taga Nazaret, ang hari ng mga Hudiyo. Marami sa mga Hudiyo ang nakabasa ng pamagat na to, sapagkat ang dakong pinagpakuan kay Jesus ay malapit sa lungsod, at ito'y isinulat sa Hebreo, sa Latin at sa Griego. Kaya't sinabi kay Pilato ng mga punong pari ng mga Hudiyo, huwag mong isulat ang hari ng mga Hudiyo, kundi sinabi ng taong ito, ako ang hari ng mga Hudiyo. Sumagot si Pilato, ang naisulat ko ay naisulat ko na. Now this is a sad account of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, although hindi elaborate according ni John. Mababasa natin na mas elaborate ang sinusulat ni Matthew at saka ni Mark at saka ni Luke. But nakikita natin dito that one of the features na nangyayari sa pag-crucify ni Panginoon Kristo ay nilagyan nila ng inscription doon sa itaas, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Now, if you look at it at the whole grand scheme of the claims ni Panginoon Jesucristo at sa mababasa natin sa Biblia, even sa Old Testament hanggang dito, it's really incomprehensible. Hindi natin talaga maintindihan na si Panginoon Jesucristo, who claims to be the creator of the world, nothing in this world na nangyayari or nalikha na hindi po sa pamagitan ng kanyang kapangyarihan, na siya po ay mapapako sa cross. We began in this morning's reading na ibinigay siya ni Pilato sa mga Hudiyo. What a helpless prisoner and victim. Kung ating tingnan, parang biktima siya sa mob, biktima siya sa puot ng mga tao. Biktima siya ng wrong judgment ni Pilato. But we know for certain that he was not a victim because this is part and parcel of the design and the purposes of God sa makikita natin sa banal na kasulatan. Mayroong kasabihan that hindsight is always the best sight, and that is true. Because sa ating ngayon na mayroon tayong Biblia na mababasa, mababasa natin ang maraming mga talata sa Biblia in the Old Testament particularly na nagsasabi tungkol po sa sufferings ni Panginoon Jesucristo. Ang isa dito yung crucifixion. At ito po din ay kinukote ng Old New Testament authors like Peter. Now let me read to you isa sa mga prophecies na mababasa natin na sinabi ni Isaiah sa Isaiah 53 verse 5. Actually, ang whole book of Isaiah 53 is a good read kung paano natin maintindihan ang sufferings ni Panginoon Jesucristo. But let me just read verse 5 for today. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. He was crowned with thorns, and you can just imagine the piercing pain, the blood that flowed out of the wounds from the head, down to his cheeks, down to his neck, and hindi na siya makakita because of the blood. And he was really pierced for our transgressions. And this was quoted in the New Testament by Peter, writing and quoting these writings of Isaiah written 700 years earlier. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Interestingly, si Pilato ay naglagay ng inscription na to, na very specific, is ang nakalagay doon, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. At tatlo itong inscription na to, tatlong lingwahe. Maybe it is just one inscription, one board na nilagay, pero may tatlong lingwahe, Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. It was sarcastic. Sarcastic as it was intended, but ironically, naging totoo, because it's really true that Jesus is the King of the Jews. Nung nabasa ito sa mga Hudyo, gusto nilang palitan na hindi po na Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Instead, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. Walang article na the. Pero hindi napadala si Pilato. He maintained the inscription that Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And it is far from being incidental, because this title, the King of the Jews, had both messianic and political implications. Ang mga hari in the Old Testament were anointed with oil as a sign of God's approval. Basta ang hari in the Old Testament. Inaanoint siya ng langis as a sign of God's approval. We can read that in 1 Kings 1, verse 39. Ang tinatawag ang si Panginoon Kristo that he is Jesus Christ or Jesus the Messiah. And the title Messiah means the anointed one, Christos. Siya ang anak ni David. So Jesus was chosen by God to fulfill the Davidic covenant. Mayroong covenant ang Panginoon kay Haring David na ang trono, ang inyong trono ay hindi maputol. It will be for everlasting. And the fulfillment of that covenant will be because Jesus one day will sit at the throne of David forever and ever. A perpetual covenant. And hindi lang siya mag-rule in the throne in Jerusalem, but he will be, you know, sitting at the throne. Not only in Jerusalem, but the throne in the kingdom. Nung ang mga wise men ay dumating sa Jerusalem seeking the king, di ba, tinanong niya si Herod, where is the King of the Jews that we may worship him? Ang kanilang isip, perhaps was a political leader. Kaya nga si Herod ay naging envious. But we know for certain that he is not only a political leader someday, but he will be a spiritual king. He will be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Sadly, ang mga Hudyo ngayon ay still naghintay sila of the wrong kind of king. They thought that there should be a king that will come later who will be a political leader. Because they cannot accept Jesus as the king. How can a king na isisilang lang sa isang basbasan? A king should not be humble. A king should not be living an ordinary life like Jesus with ordinary parents, Joseph and Mary, in a poor hamlet or town called Nazareth. Di ka nat-accept that. Di nila alam na ang hari na to, at his first coming is to become the Savior. He will sacrifice himself in order to save us from the penalty and he will give us eternal life. But he will come again and during this time, he will become a judge, the king riding in a white horse, and then he will subdue all the wicked kingdoms in this world, and then he will establish his throne in this world, he will rule with a rod of iron. And Revelation chapter 19, verse 16 describes the day when Jesus will return to rule over the earth. At that time, the ancient prophecies of an earthly kingdom of God will be fulfilled. And no one will doubt that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Every nation, every tribe, every tongue will bow to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes, Jesus of Nazareth, he is the King of the Jews. And not only for the Jews, but to all who believe in him. Right now, he is our King sa ating manampalataya. But someday, when he will come again, every tongue, every knee, every tribe will bow before him. Now, kung ganito ang ating panampalataya, paniwala kay Panginoong Jesucristo, we should be excited every day that we are serving not a king, not a helpless savior still remaining at the cross, kundi isang hari na bumangon sa kamatayan and now seated at the right hand of the Father and is coming back. Yes, ang pag-crucify, ang pagpako kay Panginoong Kristo sa cross, seems that he was selfless. Seems that he has no power. Seems that he's not in control. Yes, for a moment. Because after he was buried, nabuhay siya ulit. Our King is alive. Jesus is alive. And today, let's remember he is alive. Father, we thank you for this reminder today. Thank you for your word. Forgive us, Lord, that many times we forget that Jesus is alive, that he did not remain at the cross or at the grave. He is the victorious King. Someday he's coming back. And Lord, may you will continue to help us to be prepared during the time. May he will find us faithful when he will come again. In his name we pray. Amen.